So what were your plans for the future when you were in school?
Well, of course, when you are in school, first thing that you have to put in your mind is, no matter what, I have to finish my schooling, and I work hard for that. And just to mention, in spite of our hardship, I was a scholar. I graduated from high school as valedictorian, and I, on my first year on college, I was a scholar. And then on the later part of my schooling, I had to work during our semester break just to help somehow on the financial situation that we had during that time. Although it's not a big one, but it was a help, especially when you start on the next year of schooling, I have something on my pocket to buy shoes, books, things like that, just to support my schooling. But again, my ultimate aim during that time was to finish my schooling, no matter what. I got sick, but I was able to recover and go on with the journey until I finished my college.
What do you remember that was there, that's different from here?
Entirely different. First of all, life in the Philippines during that time, it was matter of being resilient. When I say resilient, you have to continue the schooling, you have to sacrifice your time, just all focus on our schooling. Because, again, we don't belong to a rich family. But thanks to my parents, they were able to support us. And thanks also to my eldest sisters that helped them on the pursuit of our education.
Out of all of your brothers and sisters, how many of them are a U.S. citizen?
I still have one brother still going back and forth from the Philippines to Chicago. My other sister is now in Sacramento. She is a U.S. citizen. I am a U.S. citizen.
The rest stayed in the Philippines?
Yes. My sisters, they don't get a chance to immigrate here in the States or somewhere else. It was only my younger sister who got a chance to live partly in Italy, that's in Rome, and then eventually here in the States, in Chicago. And we are only three that's still intact. My brother and my sister.